Well, welcome everyone to Help and Hope for Families, a radio ministry with the purpose of bringing godly counsel and encouragement to the problems faced by families today. I'm Tim Tucker, affiliate staff member of the Pittsburgh Family Life Team, and with me tonight again are Scott and Catherine Mercer, part of our local Family Life Team, and Tom and Pam Jones. Tom is an associate pastor and a licensed Christian counselor, and Pam is a real estate agent in the Pittsburgh area. So welcome back, folks, again.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate being here.
Well, on tonight's program, we want to talk about the destructive effects gambling has on a marriage and a family. A recent CBS report stated that gamblers in Pennsylvania lost $4.7 billion to the casinos in 2021, a record amount. What does this loss of family income do to a family and a marriage? And Tom, before we answer that question, why do men and women gamble?
Well, I think that's a million-dollar question when you think about it. But, you know, I think that there are some things that I can empathize with. Gambling has no appeal to me, and I'm not saying that makes it me any better. And so I think this is one area that maybe it's a little harder for me to fully understand. But I think they probably think they're going to make some money. You know, we as Americans, you know, the Lord taught us that we would earn our living from the sweat of our brow, but we kind of want to circumvent the things of God. And so even though the odds are not in their favor, they think that they can win the money back. And gambling gives a sense of a euphoria. There's endorphins that are released during those times of that high, if you will. There's the thrill of the chase, and maybe just a means to escape. And I do believe it can turn into an addiction if it's not kept under control.
So I tell you, Tom, as we talked about the last couple of weeks, we did talk about the anxiety associated with overwork and the reasons why we were overworking to try and pay our bills, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many people, and I'll say even a number of Christians that I've actually seen and witnessed, who say, hey, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket because I've got this dream of getting that big hit, getting all this money. And as Catherine and I were talking about this on our way here today, we thought to ourselves, people are just wanting that big thing to hit, and they spend a lot of time and a lot of money dreaming about that and pining away about that. But if they aren't educated on how to handle money in first place, when they get all that money, if they ever did, because the odds are long against them, they're not going to manage their money any better than they did before.
Yeah. Absolutely. People always say to me, Pastor, if I win, I'm going to tie to the church.
Bingo.
Oh.
Well, that's
bingo.
Bingo? Sorry about that. Whoops.
And no, they won't.
Well, you know, a survey has shown that there may be at least 1 million gamblers in Pennsylvania, with 68% of them being men.
Yeah.
But here's the rub. The average gambler spends $219 per week, which is actually the amount of risk, not what is won or lost. And that's where the slippery slope is, isn't it, Scott?
Man, think about this day and age, really, when it costs so much money to put gas in the tank of your car. I mean, we're in the middle of inflation that's out of control, right? And yet we're looking at a statistic like that. And we've often talked about some of the vices that we have as people. It could be, purchasing tobacco products or gambling away some money to buy lottery tickets. And you think to yourself, what might that money buy if I were to use it in a different fashion? So I want to say to the person driving around out there who might be listening to this broadcast, who's saying, yeah, but man, that allure, I think I'm going to make it next week.
Right.
Don't get sucked into that. Think more about how much am I taking away from my family and my needs.
If you do the math, if they're spending an average of $220 a week, that's $880 a month. That's almost $1,000 a month that if that were being invested wisely, think what that would do.
Wow. That's a great thought. And I think of Pam, who is very busy selling real estate in our area or wherever you happen to live, and you think about the cost of your area, almost a mortgage payment by the money I'm hoping that I will win something. And I think of just a biblical framework here. Let's tie that back for a minute. If we are stewards, if we are truly believing in who the God of the universe is, then we really don't own anything. He has given us what we have. So right. A steward is a manager, right?
Absolutely.
How are we managing those things?
It looks to me like the casinos are the ones making the money. $1.7 billion lost to the casinos in 2021. Yeah. That's astounding.
You know, there's a winner and a loser. Every time we go that route, there is a winner and a loser. Am I going to be the winner, or is the house going to be the winner?
Exactly.
Am I going to be the loser? And they don't make that kind of money.
Right.
And you don't see that kind of profit if they're losing.
Right.
So somebody's losing in this equation.
Right. Yeah, and who else is losing? The families. Typically, you know, because they go there by themselves. So they might work their jobs all day long, go there at night, and their families are the ones that's losing.
You know, absolutely. Families wind up in debt. They can't pay their bills. You know, it's a heartbreaker to say families are destroyed or broken down and somebody loses everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's a possibility. Many families break up over debts, bills, fights over money, gamblers betting the money instead of paying the rent, the mortgage. I mean, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
These are all lies with how to deal with life problems. Hey, I'm going to get rich quick and I'm going to have it made.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way.
You know, as is in life with any addiction or any difficulty, I think on a basic level when it comes to the family, And if you are married and you're listening and you think of your family, certainly on a basic level, the beginning of the addiction like gambling creates a sense of distrust between family members.
Right.
So all of a sudden, it's not safe. We're not able to talk openly and share openly. We can't trust each other with certain things. Then we can move into areas like anger, financial drain, the lying that comes with the mistrust, physical and mental abuse, violence, and certainly neglect of the very responsibilities we have, which is taking care of our spouse and children, our home. Then there becomes estrangement, perhaps abandonment, and now we're even thinking way down the pike, but that could lead people to divorce.
Absolutely. Right.
You know, bankruptcy certainly is another big issue, honestly.
Yeah. And it can be women. It's not just men.
Right.
I mean, how many of us would want to go home and say, honey, I lost $1,000 today gambling.
Or this month.
So you're going to cover
that statistic,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're covering it up. So there's another thing.
You know, we talked about a budget in this anxiety conversation we had last week. And that budget, you know, if you're putting down the pennies you spend and you're being legitimate with that, you can't hide when you have a problem spending money.
Exactly.
And even that could be a help to getting you to a point where you're saying, I'm out of control on this. Tom, I'm out of control on this. How do I get help for this? What do I do?
Well, the very first thing you're going to do is reach out to a professional counselor that can help you work through this and process through this. And then overcoming this addiction would be just like overcoming any other addiction. Would be understanding what it's providing for you, looking at are you really getting what you're after? Because again, this is elusive. And so it's understanding, what am I seeking? And what am I giving up while I'm seeking this? We're not even really talking about the suicide factor that comes into play in this.
Yeah.
If you'll notice, the high-rise hotels out in Las Vegas don't have balconies on the back because of the fact of despair.
Yeah.
And people could jump from those, and they've had that happen in the past. So suicide also becomes a very important part of this, the breakdown of family. Some people have lost everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Kentucky Derby was run just a couple of weeks ago. Today is the Preakness. Millions of dollars will be exchanged in these horse races.
Provide hope. How do you get hope when you're feeling hopeless like this?
Well, I think primarily the hope comes from Jesus.
Amen.
Comes from a relationship with the Lord. Because we're trying to fill, as we've mentioned, we've talked about that God hole, that God designed hole for Him, that space we have for Him. We try to provide it with everything else. Ultimately, it boils down to, I believe, a personal relationship with Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I wish that would just make all that go away, but we can be a very devout believer and still struggle with some of these addictions.
Yeah.
So I think there's the spiritual aspect of it as well as the mental aspect of it.
When we get to a point where all feels lost, You know, that's the point where God is closest.
Absolutely.
When we get to a point where we're saying, I am in despair, I have no hope, where do I turn, what do I do? Mm-hmm. That commitment to Christ in that moment saying, God, help me, and it's as simple as that, really?
Yeah.
There's a change of heart that happens, and there's a change of head that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the first step to beginning a journey towards healthy habits and healthy living.
Yes.
You know, there could be somebody driving down the road right now listening to this program that's wondering, how am I going to tell my wife all this money I've lost? Or the woman, how am I going to explain this to my husband, all the money that I've lost? What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, so what do you do?
I think one of the first things you do is sort of give your heart to the Lord and then seek professional help.
I think also going to your wife or your husband saying, you got to fess up, man. You got to bring it out into the light.
Absolutely.
Being honest.
And you know, I appreciate today. Tom, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me at 724-672-3670 or tj1162@gmail.com.
And so next week we're going to look at a little bit more about what the Bible says about the evils of gambling and where help can be found to break the addiction and, of course, the travesty that it does and rains on the family. So we hope each of you will join us then. But just in the last minute or so that we have, Catherine, tell us about the Weekend to Remember and what's coming
I'm
up.
I'm really excited. A 2.5-day getaway, engaged folks, married folks, remarried folks. You know, great time to spend at the Pittsburgh Marriott North, right here in Cranberry Township, focusing on your marriage, giving it some intentional time, learning biblical truth, and having some fun. You can save $100 with group name Weekend to Remember on the Family Life website by signing up there.
I've never seen you so excited. I got to put a belt around to keep you in your
chair.
Right.
That's amazing.
There we are.
Well, thank you, each one of you, for joining us tonight, and we're going to be taking a hold of this topic again next Sunday night as well. So hopefully everyone who's listening, whether you're on the podcast or on the radio program tonight, will join us again next week for another Help and Hope for Families.